Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
Because we leave for Disney World tomorrow, I'm going to test your all's Disney movie knowledge here in just a second. But first, Cassie, this sounds like the worst idea known to man if we are trying to decrease negativity on social media.
So Instagram is testing out a dislike button for comments on Reels.
What?
Yeah, it's being tested with a limited number of users. Now, if you dislike something, it's not going to show the world your username that you're the one disliking it.
It should, so yes, people can be haters.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's true. But think of if it's a hateful comment, people can downvote it. I think Facebook tested this out a while ago, and it didn't stick, so that happens a lot. But they do have the angry face button, which is what people use as a downvote button on Facebook. Reddit has downvote buttons. So I could see this being rolled out, and if it's successful, what they'll start doing is utilizing that information for your algorithm, but also to my theory, this is not confirmed, would be it will be used to suppress posts that are unpopular so that you start seeing the popular posts.
Okay, so is this isn't just for the comments, or is it for the comments and actually for the post?
Just for the comments
right
now.
Okay.
I could see it expanding to posts. So if someone says something nasty to you on your comments, then you would see people downvote it.
Question for Cassie. Oh, look at the balloons.
Yeah, when you raise your hand to talk, you get balloons.
Oh, wow. Look at my ADHD is having so much fun.
Yeah, Bert's on Zoom today, by the way.
Yeah, I'm in Savannah today. Kind of a family emergency I needed to come down here for. But anyway, Cass, how many times are you allowed to reset your algorithm on both TikTok and Instagram as many times as you want?
That's a great, I don't know about Instagram. TikTok, I know that you can reset it, but I haven't done it with Instagram.
I'm having like the most intense love-hate relationship with my social media right now because I want to be informed on both sides on what's going on.
It's overrated.
But with that, there are so many negative comments, you can't get away from them. So I'm trying to figure out, because I can really feel it like affecting my mood, not only getting the news but reading the comments, even if they're not directed towards me. So I'm trying to figure out a way to like reset it every single day. And I'm not exactly sure if you can do that all the time or if you have a certain amount of times you can do it.
I don't think there's a limit on how you can do it, but that would be very exhausting to reset it every single day.
Yes.
And it's going to take in, if you're on Instagram, it's also going to take into account all of your activity on Facebook as well and WhatsApp. So, because it's all owned by Meta. So I think it's kind of a fruitless project on Reels on Instagram, but definitely on TikTok. But this is where the dislike button would come in handy because then you could downvote those comments. And if it follows suit, like Reddit does that, at some point, Reddit starts hiding those comments so that you can't see it. So you won't be able to see the total number of dislikes. And you, again, you won't be able to see who disliked it, but it could be a way to bury some of those nasty, hateful comments so they're not in your face all the time.
All right, so it's time for a little frivolity, a.k.a. my stupid bit of the week.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Screen junkies on YouTube do what they call honest trailers. So it is their take of what they think the movie is actually about. And they are hilarious. I considered doing this tomorrow for our send-off broadcast, but I was like, this is not right for the children, so we're going to do it today. I'm just going to do it for you guys. So I'm going to give each of you a trailer. You're going to listen to it and see if you can guess what Disney movie it is, okay? These are all animated features by Disney, and you just have to listen to Screen Junkies' Honest Trailer to figure it out. So, Abby, here is the first trailer.
Revisit the animated classic that will cancel out all the empowering things your daughter learned from Frozen.
Leave the sewing to the women.
Where girls are taught to be pushovers, do all the housework, and that their problems will disappear if they're hot enough to land a rich husband.
What movie is that, Abby?
Oh, this is the movie that raised me and taught me everything I know about existing and surviving in this world today as a woman. That's Cinderella.
It is!
Yes.
Congratulations. All right, Mo.
Oh, boy.
Your movie.
Get swept up in a fantastical romance where love conquers all. If by love you mean acting like a clueless mute brat so an older guy will make out with you. And enjoy the vintage Disney classic with an equally vintage message for today's young girls. Look pretty.
Did you kind of feel the music a little bit? Did you feel like you were...
I felt something.
Did you feel like you were? Did you feel like you were maybe under the sea?
Oh, Little Mermaid!
Yes, nice job. All right, Bert. Here is your honest trailer.
In this fairy tale that teaches every kid it's what's on the inside that counts, but it doesn't hurt to be so rich you own a castle with its own library and some magic slaves. Cheer as this strong, smart, independent woman rejects this violent, controlling, bad-mannered, hairy dude who imprisons her dad. For this violent, controlling, bad-mannered, hairy dude who imprisons her dad. Wait, why does he lock up her dad? The dude clearly wants to be left alone.
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
It is!
Okay.
Congratulations.
These are great.
And I got one last one for you, Cassie. Here is your Disney Honest Trailer.
Revisit the original tale of a royal heir whose parents die, prompting them to run away from their kingdom, then sing a song about letting go of their worries while things fall apart back home and return to defeat an evil prince. I knew there was a reason I liked that movie.
Is it your favorite, The Lion King?
It is! Hey! And then what's so funny when they did that honest trailer, it's the exact same premise as Frozen.
Oh.
They're showing it side by side. Yes, because, you know, Disney loves, for some reason, unaliving parents. And then you are so upset that you flee, and, like, Simba fled, and then, obviously, Elsa fled, and then you sing a song about letting things go, Hakuna Matata, and then you have to come back and defeat an evil prince, and they both came back and defeated an evil princess. And I'm like, oh, my God, this has the same movie plot.
The formula works.
Yeah. But very good job, you guys. I feel like you're prepared to go to Disney World now. I'm ready.
The Burt Show.